You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana. 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars are not in a dilemma. They're actually in a good position. They're guaranteed one of the top two picks in the draft in 2021. It's Tony Wiggins with the Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. So much debate happened yesterday when the Jaguars were put in a situation because of the Jets' victory and the Jaguars' loss. With a tiebreaker with the Jets, that the Jaguars have the advantage, and the Jaguars will hold the number one pick in the draft if they hold serve and things continue to be the way they are right now. All of this debate saying, well, should you lose a game and how do you go out and lose? I've always been one that says, I don't know how you tank. But here's the thing. Folks are acting like this is rocket science, and it's not. All the Jaguar fans are saying that they want the Jaguars to do is continue to do what they've been doing for most of the last decade and a half. Lose, not win. It's best for the team. You can get this here every day because it's your team every day right here on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. Yeah, that's all the fans are saying. Hey, man, you've been putting us through this all this time losing games, experimenting, trying to figure out ways. You're telling us every week that this guy gives you the best chance to win, and then you switch and say that guy gives you the best chance to win. You're acting like you don't know what you're doing. You're trying to figure it out. Just keep doing what you've been doing. We're two games away from possibly having a franchise-changing quarterback and changing the course of this franchise forever. Just keep doing what you've been doing. Don't try to come up with some mystery crazy stuff, as you describe it, and figure out some way to go out like, you know, you're defending the North on Game of Thrones all of a sudden and come up with some hero magical glass sword that you're going to kill all the demons with. No, just do what you've been doing. Go out and say you're going to give yourself the best chance to win and have a game plan that you experiment with and you don't think it's going to, you know, they come out and say, well, we probably didn't do the right thing. That's what you do. Just do what you've always been doing. That's it. Keep your challenge flag in your pocket. Treat it like a preseason game. You're not going to be here. Play some of those young guys. Some of those young guys that, you know, when you go to another situation and your head coach asks you for recommendations for guys that you need to fill out the roster, say, hey, this is a young guy, man, I gave a shot in Jacksonville the last couple of games. Here's some tape. Treat it the way you treat preseason games. If there's a star player over there and he's banged up or he's got something loose, like they always talk about in NASCAR, you say, come around, what happened? I got a little loose, right? Yeah, so you got something that's a little loose. You got something that needs a little treatment. You're 1-13. What are you risking him for? Don't put him out there to get him banged up and get him hurt and mess his future up with this team. So now he's at the end of the year and he needs surgery. Treat it like these cats are in these bowl games that are first and second and third round picks. If the bowl game doesn't mean anything and they're not playing for a championship and it's during a pandemic and they're not any fans in the stands and they're not getting all of these big, beautiful bags with PS5s and all of that stuff in it, tell them to go ahead and start getting ready for their careers. If these dudes are going to be free agents next year and you know the team probably ain't going to re-sign them, man, get yourself ready for next season. Especially if you've been banged up and you're nursing some. It'd be real bad for one of these dudes that's about to hit free agency to go out here and rupture their Achilles and enter the market and realizing they were just playing for a team that has won one game all year. Just treat it. Just that's how you treat it. It's like common sense. Dudes that don't need tape don't need to be putting out tape. It's young guys that have been on this practice squad and young guys that have been playing and practicing all year that haven't had a chance to really go out and do anything. Go ahead, young fella, be all you can be. Go out there and give me all you got. And I know you're not going to win because that's why he ain't been playing anyway, because he ain't good enough, right? It's an easy way around this, and you guys are making it rocket science. And everybody's sitting here, and I'm a proponent of guys going out and giving it your all. It's a way to do this without acting like you're quitting. And it's a way to do this with playing people, go out playing hard, giving it the best you got, knowing your best ain't going to be good enough. Because really, that's pretty much what you've been doing all year. The fans just want you to keep doing what you've been doing all year. Don't try to be a hero and screw up the future. It ain't rocket science. And y'all writing and talking on radio with all of this other stuff. Come on, man. You can get this here every day because it's your team every day, and you can subscribe here on Locked On Jaguars at Google Podcast. I just laid it out for you. I don't even know why people tripping. I mean, what's the problem? It's kind of like rocket science, and I know I've been – it's not rocket science, and I know I've been one of those dudes that I've always said, I don't know how you tank. It's like I don't know how you go – I don't know how you go into a boxing match and fake it. How you let somebody whoop your ass and you don't fight back? You can't, unless you're a fool, right? You can't do that. And football's the same way. You can't play football and fake it for an hour while somebody's blasting you and you ain't trying. It doesn't make sense. It's like an oxymoron to say you're tanking. But you can go out there and you can have a vanilla game plan. Sure. Yeah, you can have a vanilla. They do it in preseason all the time. They do it in preseason all the time. Give some young guys some work. No need to get guys banged up. None at all. You can pull it off, and I'll tell you how you can pull it off. I'll give you some more insight on, and also talk about why people act like they don't understand this, and how I don't know why people don't really, really understand why the fans are feeling like this and why I do, even though I've been an anti-tanking guy. And then in the third segment, I'm going to explain why a week ago we weren't even talking about Trevor Lawrence, and now all of a sudden everybody's acting like, okay, we got it. Okay, because now when you're here in this situation, it's different. And I'm going to explain that he's not the only path for this franchise to get better and improve. That's why the Jets management, Joe Douglas and them, they ain't tripping, because they know there's another path for them to live out their dreams too in the future. And the Jaguars have another path. If the Jets hadn't won, there was another path for them. We were fine with the path that the Jaguars were going to go on without Trevor Lawrence, right? Right. But this one is different for a number of reasons, and I'll explain to you what this path is. I'll do it in the third segment. Second segment, just talk about how ridiculous some people are when they don't really, really understand what the fans have gone through and why the fans are this way about the Jaguars not going out here and acting like Jon Snow and trying to win these next two games and doing something superhuman when they haven't done anything superhuman for most of the last decade and a half. I'll tell you about it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I have a question for you. Are we ready for some football? I said ready. Are we ready for some football? Sound like that dude in Harlem Nights, man. College football heads into bowl season, and there's some big matchups this weekend. The NFL regular season is also finishing up, with the playoff picture becoming clear. There's only one place that you have to be covered and that has you covered, and that one place that I trust and that we all trust, and that is betonline.ag. You sign up today for a free account in betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. You heard me. I said it right, and I said it loud, and I'll say it again. 50% welcome bonus when you sign up at betonline.ag. You have things like the NFL games of the week, college football top games, current headlines in sports. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, man, it's your man Tony Wiggins back here on Locked On Jaguars on a Tuesday, talking about the Jaguars and the possibility of Trevor Lawrence coming here and actually being the quarterback, you know, if the Jaguars hold on, if the Jaguars hold on. Hey, we got something new on the Locked On Sports Network, all right? It's called Locked On Bets, all right? Betting on the Jaguars doesn't have to be, or anybody else for that matter, doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get your daily picks and quit hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. My boy Q, he's sharp, man. The dude has Locked On Raiders, man. He's doing his thing. You guys, you know, anytime something comes up and Jaguar Nation gets real happy, there are a lot of people that want to just, they're going to take the other side of it. And I appreciate it, because even though I'm not that embrace debate guy, and most of the time I don't mind debating with people, it's just that most people don't know the rules of debating, and they don't know how to stay on topic, and they change the subject, and they say things that are irrelevant, and that drives me absolutely crazy. If I debate, I'd rather debate in a courtroom with a judge where you can object and you can say stuff like objection irrelevant or objection, assume facts not in evidence and all of that stuff. Because a lot of people, when they debate, they try to take you down rabbit holes and they say things that they try to trick and fool you. And see, I guess by being a barber for 30 years and just being, you know, having that hood mentality where I've seen slick talk fast, the fast talking, slick talking guys, you know, one word can change a sentence. And I'm real smart with that stuff, and I don't let people get away with it. So that's why when I debate people or when I talk to people, I hate when people do stuff like that, because one word can actually change up the meaning of an entire sentence, and it can change an argument. And people will try to make you feel like you said something that you didn't say. And that's why I don't really get into that, because I don't think most people listen real well. I think a lot of people, when they talk, when they're listening to you, they're too busy loading up with what their rebuttal is going to be instead of really, really listening to what you're saying. So that's why a lot of times on social media, I get into it with people, because they don't really hear. And when Jaguar fans are saying, don't screw this up, and when they're happy, what they're doing is they're making lemonade out of onions. And the onions have been what this team has been giving them. And I'm talking about nasty onions, brother. And they're turning it into something good. Lo and behold, as soon as you do that, you know you're going to have the well actually guy. And it's his job. It's their job to needle you and prod you, especially when 2 days ago, 2-3 days ago, Jaguar fans wasn't even really thinking about Trevor Lawrence. They were thinking about something else, and I'll get into that in the third segment. So the thing is that person is always going to say, hey, what if the Jaguars win now? Come on, don't. And I understand it, and I get it. Hey, what if Trevor Lawrence turns out to not be good? What are you going to do now? You guys were just talking about Fields the other day. Hey, you know, you guys aren't supposed to be talking about tanking and losing. Guys aren't built that way. Hey, man, these guys have to play these games. How do you think they feel hearing that all you guys want to do is lose? And hey, man, the coach isn't going to tell these guys to tank, because it basically goes against everything he's built his career on, telling them to win. Those are things that you've heard me say before in the past. Those are things that you've heard me and the things that you echo. Here's what makes me realize that those people can be slightly tone deaf with the way that they approach you. They act like they haven't sat here and watched what you've gone through for the last 15 years. They act like you're not supposed to at least be intrigued and excited about the possibility that this could make you all better, that all of these onions will magically overnight, even if it's just a perception, or even if it's just in your imagination, they all turn into beautiful oranges overnight. and beautiful lemons overnight and strawberries. And you can make just this great fruit cocktail. And here they come. They won't even let you enjoy this dream for 5 minutes before they come walking in. Well, actually, like the Kool-Aid man wanting to mess up your little dream. And do it without context and without understanding that the reason why you're in this situation is because the team has been so awful. And the reason why you have this mentality is because the team has been just that bad to where your dreams are, you just want to dream big. And even me, man, I've been negative and I've been hard, and people have sometimes called me a Debbie Downer when all I've ever done is tell you the truth. But the one thing I can stand on is this. I told you the truth in advance. I didn't wait until you got happy about something and then tried to, you know, pour water on your fire. I told you the truth in advance. Don't wait until your moment comes up and then want to pop in and tell you, well, wait a minute. No, I tell you, wait a minute before your moment comes up, right? So the thing is I also know when to have an understanding for what you're feeling right now. I get it. I dig it. All you're basically saying is this. The Jaguars for weeks, the fans have been saying for weeks, entertain us, show us progress from the young players. But it makes no sense to win. We just go ahead and keep doing what you've been doing. You've been losing. Lose, but at least show us something. So against Baltimore, when they were losing and they weren't showing you anything, the fans checked out halfway through the game and they were disgusted. Because at least in the games prior to that, with the exception of the Tennessee game, they'd shown some fight. So the fans said, you know what, stick Minshew back in. Let's see what he's got. So in the second half, Minshew came back in. The fans were happy. Okay, let's see. Let's see what the dude has. Because they're trying to figure out who the backup quarterback is going to be next year or who the transition quarterback is going to be while they get a rookie, if they would have got one of those rookies from BYU or North Dakota State, one of those guys. Who's the rookie going to be to transition this team? These fans, every single step of the way, have always still had an eye on the development of these young players, even while they've been losing. The fans want what's best for the organization. If what's best for the organization is getting the highest rated prospect in the last 25 years, then that's what they want. And you have to understand that what they want is what's best for the team. It's not as if they're sitting here asking for something that's counterintuitive or counterproductive to the ultimate goal here, and that's to bring a winner to Jacksonville. They're not going to sit here and root for a coach and a bunch of guys that, for all intents and purposes, next year won't even be a part of the organization. No, they're not. They don't care whether those guys are successful Sunday. Those guys won't be here anymore. They're rooting for the organization. They're not rooting for those individuals. Don't you get it? I don't even know how you don't get it and how you don't understand it. But I will explain why I think maybe everybody came in, or some people came in on their horse trying to, you know, do whatever it was they were trying to do when the whole city was all enthusiasm yesterday. So I'll go over that too in the next segment and try to explain to you a little bit as to why there's a difference between thinking that it's either Trevor Lawrence or the whole thing is just where it always is, or Trevor Lawrence and Fields is possibly the same thing, but Fields just gives you a little bit more oomph. It gives you a little bit more something. I'll explain what that is, what the difference is, in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I don't need to explain this. You need to break through some walls. And what those walls are is the fatigue that you have every single day. I get it. I always get it. Everybody knows that has listened to the show, I have insomnia. So sometimes during the day, that sleep problem catches up with me and I get tired, but I don't have time to take a nap. So what I need to do in between jobs is I need a burst of energy, and I get it from Built Go. What is Built Go? It's a 1.5-ounce gel pack of pure energy that also tastes good because it has three delicious flavors in peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. And how does it work? Well, it combines collagen protein, beta anilin, B6, B12, and it promotes joint and soft tissue health and hair and skin health also. And here's the big important part. After those 5 hours, there is no crashing effect. And that's really, really important to me because we want to be safe and we also want to feel better. So what do? You go to builtgo.com and use the promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off of your next order when you try the product. I love it, and I know you will too, man. You can fit right in your purse. It can fit in your pocket. Use the promo code. It's in a very, very safe package. It won't pop open, and you'll absolutely love it. Use the promo code LOCKED for 20% off at builtgo.com, and let's go. Let's lock these walls down together, man, and keep that energy level up. All right, so I'm sitting here talking about the difference. Let's just assume that 3 years from now, three of these quarterbacks are all really, really good, right? That the Jets, the Giants or whoever, and the Jaguars are all happy with their quarterbacks. And then you say, well, what's the difference? Or let's make this assumption that we don't want to make, is that the Jaguars win a game and the Jets don't win anymore. And the Jets either take Lawrence or they trade to somebody else or whatever, and the Jaguars have to take another quarterback. Well, the Jaguars still have this path to success, whether it's trade for Dak Prescott or draft a younger quarterback and trade for another veteran and then build their team through the draft and then just get another coach in the GM and start winning. And 3 years from now, they're 11-5, 12-4, and this city is happy with the quarterback selection and he's looking good. And we're going Trevor who or whatever, right? So that's the scenario. That's the one we were looking at actually 4 or 5 days ago, which was fine. The difference is this, and this is what, you know, some folks don't seem to get. And I said this on my podcast yesterday. A lot of the enthusiasm that you're going to get before either one of these guys ever plays a game, Trevor's going to give you way more than any of these other guys will get. The buzz around the franchise. And buzz doesn't win football games, and enthusiasm doesn't win football games, but it does create buzz. And buzz does create revenue. And one of the things that has been a problem for this franchise in particular that other franchises have not had is local revenue. And those local revenue issues has creeped into and crept into the fandom side a little bit more than we all like, has crept into the football side, meaning games going overseas, a little bit more than we all like. And all of that stuff has crept into our football enjoyment a little bit more than we all like. The business side has gotten into a little bit of our business a little bit too much. That goes away. Because once you alleviate the business side, fans can just focus on fans being football fans and watching plays and watching tape, and coaches can coach. And all of that big black cloud of viability that's been hanging over the franchise, it starts thinning out and it starts getting gray and it starts spreading out. And then sunshine starts coming through. And it's ironic that I use sunshine and that Trevor Lawrence has long blonde hair. I get it. Okay. And then the perception of the franchise starts going away. And then there's a boom because you got to get in early, because if you don't get in early, if you're a businessman and if you're a company that wants to invest in what may be a groundswell of momentum in Jacksonville, or it may not be if he's not good or if they don't make good decisions. But the problem is business people they have foresight. They get in early. So regardless if he's good or not, they're going to get in early because it's either going to be spectacular or it's going to be a spectacular disaster. So that wave, that initial wave is coming with Trevor Lawrence that it might not come with somebody else, period. It's not rocket science. That's the difference between him and other people. Not the result that you're going to see 3 or 4 years from now. Not that, okay, if we end up with somebody else, we can't make it work. That's not it, man. This is something we did not even imagine would happen because we thought the Jets were not going to lose. But they lost. So now you get this other thing that was the unthinkable. This is what makes everybody so happy. And this is why I can't understand why certain people feel the desire to go, yeah, but nothing. Go sit down right now. Nobody's talking to you. Some people just built different, man. I don't get it. I don't. And y'all got the nerve sometime to think that that's the type of person I am. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. And you realize it when you actually see the people that are really like that. That's not me. Don't get it twisted. I got to tell you about the Peacock and Williamson show. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On Peacock and Williamson. Locked On's Peacock and Williamson. Every Monday through Friday, Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. That's a great show, by the way. And they've done, without getting into it too much, they've done a lot for me personally. So I really appreciate both of them for setting a platform that allows me to do what I need to do. Appreciate everybody around the Locked On Podcast Network, man. And I appreciate all of the fans and all of you listeners, man, because without you, there is no me. And we can get this every day wherever you get your podcast, and follow along and bring friends as well. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember, it's holiday week, man. So please, Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy Hanukkah to all that applies. Take care of yourself and your family, and continue to take care of each other. Continue to monitor this situation, man, and let's see what happens. Thank you all for joining me today, and we'll see you tomorrow.